Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. We're broadcasting live from Rochester, New York to the rest of the world. Today is a huge day for America. It's a big day for Second Amendment rights. It's a big day for self-defense. America won today. Kyle Rittenhouse, as most of you probably all know, has been proven not guilty on every single count. I don't want to say this was a slam dunk win because in America, you just never know. There used to be a day where the legal system would dictate a case where we could trust that if somebody was innocent, they would actually be proven innocent. And if somebody was guilty, they'd actually be proven guilty. But as we all know today, our judicial system doesn't necessarily get to call the shots anymore. Politics call the shots. The woke mob calls the shots. The Democrats and the liberals call the shots. No longer do we get a fair trial. Well, today, Kyle Rittenhouse, his day came in court and he was proven innocent, not guilty on all accounts. And this is just, it's something that I'm just so freaking excited about. Because like I said in the intro of the show, we all won today. America won today. Our right to bear arms, our right to defend ourselves, our right to freedom of speech, our right to get out there and fight back against the woke mob prevailed. And it's beautiful to see. And God bless these jurors who did the right thing. They all did the right thing. And if I could shake every one of their hands, or if I can just give them the biggest hugs, including Kyle Rittenhouse, who, my God, I mean, we're going to play the video in just a second. But did you not tear up watching his reaction? Let's take a look at that right now. Let's take a look at Kyle Rittenhouse's reaction to the not guilty verdict.
The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male,
We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read? No. Would you wish the jury polled?
No.
Okay. Okay, folks, your job is done, and we started.
Beautiful, beautiful to watch. I mean, just what a relief, and there's a million different angles of the footage, but you can see his mom in the background, his sister in the background tearing up. Just so over the moon, and because, like I said, you just don't know if the mob is going to get to the jury today. You know, the jury doesn't get to call a case anymore. It's down to the woke mob. It's down to the liberal left. I mean, look at the disgusting acts of just absolute unjust performed by the likes of MSNBC, CNN. I mean, I was watching the night they wrapped up closing arguments. Chris Cuomo is on freaking CNN, basically arguing the case for the prosecutor, saying, now, wait a second. I know the defense said this, but what they really meant, it's like, Chris Cuomo, you have absolutely no right whatsoever to be acting as if you're on the legal team and trying to interpret what either the defense or the prosecution actually meant at any point throughout this trial. I mean, it's not only are they not qualified to discuss it, but they know that the jury may be listening when they were home in between days of deliberations. They know that the jury could be influenced. Why the judge didn't sequester any of these jurors is beyond me. I mean, we know in these high profile cases that you gotta sequester the jurors. You have to. They didn't do it in the Derek Chauvin case, which I thought was insane. I thought it was absolutely insane that they didn't do it, because it let them be influenced. You know, the mob got to the jurors. They scared the hell out of them. I don't care what any of you think about whether Derek Chauvin was right or wrong. He deserved as much of a fair case as any other suspect or charged, defendant who gets put on the stand. He deserves just as much of a trial. And we will never know what happened in the Derek Chauvin case, but we know, thank God, that this jury in the Rittenhouse case did the right thing. They did the right thing. They did the right thing for America. They did the right thing for our Second Amendment rights. They did the right thing to prove to the country that, yes, you do have the right to defend yourself. It doesn't matter why Kyle was there. It doesn't matter that he had a gun, which was legal, by the way, because we all know the judge threw out that charge. He was possessing a legal gun in Wisconsin. The juror did the right thing today. So, a lot of us are cheering this on. A lot of us are very excited over the situation. We're very happy about what happened. Of course, it only took 5 seconds for the left-wing media to chime in. Let's take a look at what they have to say and how disgusting they are. So here we have MSNBC guest saying what some may take from this verdict is that a vigilante justice prevailed. He's not a vigilante, first of all, and this is what's infuriating me over the situation. The left, the disgusting media, CNN, MSNBC, they continue to paint Rittenhouse as a vigilante. Oh no, just because he was proven not guilty today doesn't mean he did the right thing. Yes, Kyle Rittenhouse did the right thing. He got his ass out there. He fought to defend property. He fought against the bad guys. And unfortunately, he got caught up in what ended up resulting in the deaths of two people and injuring a third. Okay, so yes, I'm going to straight up say I am proud of this kid. And shame on America for letting an 18-year-old punk all of us. An 18-year-old was out there doing what we all should have done over the summer. And an 18-year-old did it. And he almost went to jail for the rest of his life because of the very disgusting and unfair rhetoric constantly being produced by the mainstream media. Let's have a listen to how insane the liberal media is acting right now.
As the prosecutor said in his closing argument, the only person who killed anyone was Kyle Rittenhouse. We know that armed civilians are now part of the American political landscape. What some may take from this verdict is that vigilante justice prevailed, and that's a serious public safety concern. But as the prosecutor said in his closing argument, the only person who killed anyone was Kyle Rittenhouse. We know that armed civilians...
We're having a little bit of a technical issues, but basically what he's saying is that the prosecutor said in closing arguments, the only one that died here was Rosenbaum and the other victim or suspect or whatever you want to call him. The only people who died here were the people that Kyle shot. Well, yeah, that's what happens when you attack somebody with a gun and they shoot you in self-defense. Somebody's going to die. Okay. And they're now painting out Kyle to be a criminal or a vigilante now in this case, because he was the one who ended up pulling the trigger first in a gunfight. It doesn't mean he's a vigilante. That just means he was able to react quicker to somebody attacking him. So now the rhetoric coming out of the left-wing media is that he's a vigilante, and that, let's not forget that the prosecutor during the closing arguments said and reminded us all that the only people to die were not Kyle Rittenhouse. Okay, so it doesn't mean I can't defend myself. Doesn't make it right that the attackers were justified in what they did to Kyle. Not at all. So I think it's just an outrageous and completely stupid thing to say by this MSNBC guest who's out there trying to justify the actions of those who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse and continue, even though the jury already said he's not guilty, to paint him as a vigilante. Guys, please come on the show. If you guys want to call in today, call into the show, 585-643-7711. That's 585-643-7711. Please call into the show. I'd love to hear from you guys and what your take is on the case as we dissect it and listen to reactions from all over the country. I also want to tune in real quick to Daily Wire. We've got Michael Knowles, Ben Shapiro, and Candace Owens all weighing in on their reaction to Kyle Rittenhouse being given a not guilty verdict on all counts. Let's listen in.
They were either oppressed or privileged, as if anyone's going to actually believe that.
Money came, and instead of them saying, okay, well, maybe this was a referendum for us to try and restore some sense of... One other point here. I think that we need to keep in mind that the reason that this trial may have gone the way that it did is because it happened in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. If this trial happens, and this is happening in Madison, Wisconsin... I don't know that this goes exactly the same way. Because if this is political, Kenosha County went 51% for Donald Trump and 48% for Joe Biden. That means they had some people who are on the jury who are not ensconced in this narrative. If this happens in Los Angeles, or if this happens in New York, or if this happens in a deep blue area, not an evenly divided area, a deep blue area, I don't know that Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted. Right? Then I think you might be looking at the Derek Chauvin trial, frankly.
Well, to Candace's point, you know, we're allowed now, Ben, because you're Jewish, we're allowed to utter the name of George Soros without being called neo-Nazi white supremacists. But George Soros, I'm a swarthy supremacist myself. George Soros, we know, is running these DA candidates.
So basically, Ben Shapiro makes a great point there. He's saying, thank God, Kenosha County, 51% Trump, 49% Biden. If it went the other way, we would have had a judge who maybe wouldn't rule or would have at least tried the case or influenced the case or kind of guided the jury or the prosecution or the defense down a different route. And that's what I was talking about earlier. That's what's disgusting about this entire thing, is that politics now plays a role in how we try cases. It shouldn't matter if a county that a case tried in is more blue or more red. That should make absolutely no difference whatsoever. Cases are supposed to be bipartisan. There is supposed to be a nonpartisan jury. But the media has now brainwashed every single player in the game that either sits on the jury or the media or the judge themselves. The media tries to control every aspect of our lives, including murder trials now, which is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. And the woke mob, too. Again, going back to the Derek Chauvin case, as soon as they felt like the case wasn't going their way, we had Maxine Waters on the ground within a day, getting everybody together, railing her army of aggressors and rioters, and calling out to get up in their face and do the right thing, whatever that means. I mean, that to me sounds like it's inciting violence. So you can't just try a case anymore today without there being some sort of mob influence or some sort of political bias involved. And it's very scary. It's very scary. If this case was tried in New York State, oh my God, Rittenhouse wouldn't have stood a chance. He wouldn't have stood a damn chance. If this was tried in California, if this was tried in any other deep blue liberal state, imagine if the judge who told the prosecution to cut the shit so many times, listen, we're not getting caught up in this garbage. I mean, he was tough. He was tough. And yes, there were some things that he did that I even cringed at. Nothing that I felt swayed the case either way, though. He was strict. He was tough. It was great to see. We have a call in right now into the show. Thank you for calling into the show. Who do we have on the line right now? We're going to see if this works. We got somebody calling into the show. You've called in them. You made it political. I'm not sure that we can hear this person right now, though, unfortunately. We're going to ask that you hang up and call in again because we don't hear you. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, I really am. I'm just glad that this case was tried. We'll see if we can pick up a better connection here. For these people to call in, because it would be great to hear from you guys. So please call in 585-643-7711. We're gonna try to pick this call up again. Let's see. Hello, you're calling into You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Who do we have on the phone? Here we are. How are you? We're gonna do this the old-fashioned way and hold up the phone to the mic. So who's calling in?
I'm Loretta from Florida.
How are you from Florida? So what's your take on this case? I'm sure you've heard all of everything that's going on.
Oh yeah, it's just absolutely disgusting how they had this poor kid tried and convicted before even it went to trial. It's just unreal, and it makes me sick that you get people that are you're supposed to respect, like Biden, Cuomo, and de Blasio, saying what they said. It's just unreal.
It is, and if you've been listening to the rest of the show, that's where my disgust comes from. Just how much political bias there is and influence. You know, there's talking about defamation lawsuits now. Did you hear that Biden, whether he will be, is one issue altogether, but he should be including these defamation lawsuits. Do you know about the tweet that he sent out on the campaign trail about Rittenhouse?
Yeah, he called him a white supremacist. It was absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So why shouldn't Joe Biden also be included in this lawsuit? I mean, that is a pretty big claim there, calling a 17-year-old at the time you're swaying the public opinion, aren't you, in that case? I mean, do you agree with me? Joe Biden should be included in this lawsuit for defamation of character against Kyle Rittenhouse?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not a Biden supporter. Absolutely, Biden. I don't really care what he has to say. I have my own opinion. I have a brain. But what he said was just downright evil, as is the mainstream media and CNN and absolutely MSNBC.
No, oh, it's disgusting. I mean, the fact that they're tailing the jurors. I mean, what's crazy to me is MSNBC is now backpedaling and they're trying to claim, well, he just happened to be behind the bus. He didn't have any intentions to approach the bus or do anything, which we all know is absolutely BS. I mean, why else?
Run a red light to go catch a bus.
Exactly. I mean, I think that was his cover blown, wasn't it? You know, you don't run red.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, how relieved are you over this case? Because I'm over the moon here.
I am too. Absolutely. I cracked open a bottle of wine and I had a celebratory drink in his honor. And I'm just so happy. I have a 16-year-old son. That could have been anybody with a teenage son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just,
absolutely.
He shouldn't have been out there. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been out there. He had every right to be there, as everybody else did, but he shouldn't have had to protect. That should have been the police's job.
It should have. And you know what? I've been screaming for the last couple of days. When do we sue the governor of Wisconsin for negligence? When do we?
Oh my God. Those papers should already be filed.
Absolutely. You know, we elect these officials to protect us. And then when Trump, who was president at the time, said, hey, Wisconsin, Kenosha, please take the National Guard. I'm giving, you know, you can have them. He refused it. He put this kid in danger.
Trump's mouth, that's why.
Say that again.
Only because it came from Trump's mouth.
Absolutely.
Biden said it and they were there, all 500 of them.
Absolutely. And now look at, you know, days before the trial even ends, we have 500 National Guard there. Where were they during the summer of 2020 in any Democrat city?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just wait and see if maybe, you know, all the shenanigans starts at night. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens tonight.
Right. Well, we do have a live feed up right now, live from Kenosha, that we will show the viewers. But so stay tuned. It'll be very interesting to see. And thank you so much for calling to the show. Appreciate you weighing in. You have a great rest of the weekend. We have a lot to celebrate, and you enjoy that bottle of wine, Lori.
Oh, thank you, Matt. You have a good afternoon, too.
Thank you so much for calling in. You take care. God bless. So, I mean, look, she's got a bottle of wine. I mean, that everybody should be celebrating like this. This is just wonderful. It's beautiful. Let's head over to the live cam right now in Kenosha. So this is what's going on here in Kenosha. I'm not sure we have audio on this, but this live feed is being brought to you by Fox News. We have, it looks peaceful, and that's great to know. It's great to see that it's peaceful, that, you know, there's no violence. And I don't think that too many people have a leg to stand on right now. I really don't. I think that, you know, we, including those who oppose Kyle Rittenhouse, I think you had no choice but to look at the facts. And how do you really argue this case? How do you go up against this argument? You know, it was clearly self-defense, and I'm just really glad that this 18-year-old now gets to enjoy the rest of his life. Guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial, and don't forget to check out PatriotOneNews.com. PatriotOneNews.com. The show is brought to you by America's fastest growing independent citizen journalist platform, where free thinking journalists go on and report what the mainstream media refuses to tell you about. PatriotOneNews.com. We'll be right back after this break.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. Whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer, you want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to the show, guys. We've been talking a lot about this Kyle Rittenhouse case and just how excited and over the moon I am. We've got people all over the country cracking bottles of champagne. It's a Friday. We have a reason to celebrate. Today, America won. Our right to bear arms won. Our freedom of speech won. Justice finally prevailed. And man, was I freaking nervous because I honestly didn't know which way the jury could go. The longer that they deliberated it, day after day after day that went on, you know, I thought, I hope to God they're going to do the right thing. I prayed that they would do the right thing, and they did. They didn't let the woke mob to get to them. They looked at the facts. They disregarded the games that the prosecution constantly attempted to play. The judge, I thought, did an outstanding job at controlling the courtroom and just making sure that the jury members just did one thing and one thing only, and that was focus on the facts, and they finally did. So in other news now, something's going on. I mean, besides the fact that the House Democrats passed today Biden's, what I like to refer to as Build Back Broke bill, $1.75 trillion bill, after we just passed the $1.75 trillion infrastructure bill. Okay, we now have this other Build Back Better, whatever you want to call it, or whatever the Biden administration is trying to justify it as, another $1.75 trillion now on the verge of being pushed through. It passed the Dems, it passed the House this morning on the House of Representatives, 220 yays to 213 nays. So now that's going to head over to a 50-50 Senate. So we better not see rhinos. These rhinos who kind of screwed us on the infrastructure bill, they better put their foot down, because I've had it up to here with their nonsense. And so is half of America. It's just ridiculous that they keep screwing us right now. Every time conservatives or Republicans or those fighting for America take a few steps forward, these freaking rhinos come in and they knock us back down. So we got to remember this come time for the 2022 primaries. So listen, I'm not sure if you guys know, but this is interesting. According to townhall.com's Twitter feed, Kamala Harris, communication director, she's out. She jump shipped, quit last night, days after reports once again described a very, very trash working environment. Listen, there's some sources within the White House that have said things aren't going well between Kamala and Joe. And Kamala Harris doesn't think she's being utilized to the best of her potential. She's obviously denying it. But you gotta, you know, sure, even if you didn't believe that was actually happening, the fact that Kamala's top aide, communications director, quits days after the rumor comes out. I mean, you gotta believe now. It's gotta make you think there's something going on here. Top sources within the White House have told Fox News, you guys might want to start looking up what happens in the event of a vice presidency vacancy. That's all they're saying. But something's going very wrong in Washington today. They are at each other's throats. Kamala Harris is not happy. I mean, would you be happy if I was a freaking aide for any of these jokers? I would have jumped ship a long time ago. Jen Psaki's leaving at the end of the year. Probably the best thing for her. Get as far away as you possibly can from the Democrats. As far as away from the Democrats. Even Bill Maher is calling out the liberal left and saying that they have just gone too far. So when you see people like Bill Maher, you know, constantly, his rhetoric, I mean, he's not holding back anymore. He is really going all out against the Democrats and just saying, guys, listen, this is ridiculous. You guys are just acting crazy. Let's pull up a meme. Pull up a meme by Bill Maher yesterday, which I just thought was brilliant. I was listening to him during CNN. This was during a CNN show. And Bill Maher went on to say, quote, the reason you have become so toxic, this is Bill Maher here, the reason you have become so toxic, Bill Maher referring to the Democrats, is because you have become the party of no common sense. So the reason you have become so toxic is because you have become the party of common sense. I mean, that's Bill Maher. I mean, that it doesn't get any better than that. And we all know that Bill Maher is a hardcore liberal. Okay. He, you know, has nothing but horrible things to say about conservatives. And, you know, when you see people like Bill Maher now going up against the Democrats and attacking them and saying, listen, you guys are freaking the party of no common sense. I mean, this is why you have become so toxic as a party. You got to think, oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, things are getting bad right now. Things are getting really, really bad. Guys, please call into the show. We're now taking calls. 585-643-7711. We're standing by. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on the Rittenhouse trial. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on the Democrats, or the, I keep saying the Democrats, but the House. It was the Democrats' bill. The House passing the $1.75 trillion infrastructure bill this morning now moves on to the split 50-50 Senate. So I'd like to know what you guys think about all of that. In COVID news, okay, we know it's coming for the kids. We know that, you know, the vaccines are out. There's a lot of people now fighting this hard. They've approved it, the FDA approval. And it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before they come after the children. They've already, you know, launched the vaccine, the pediatric vaccine, in across the United States. Fauci, Biden, the teachers' unions are all pushing it very hard. And listen, I don't shame anybody who wants to get it for their kid. It's not, you know, my position to tell you as a parent what to do. All I have to say is when I see things on the news that a state like Virginia is giving 100 kids a pharmacy in Virginia, giving 100 kids the wrong dosage of the vaccine 3 times the limit that's deemed safe for these children, and then it happening in Maryland, and then it happening again in California. 14 children were given the wrong COVID-19 vaccine, and then 2 of them fell suddenly ill. I mean, we got to put the brakes on this thing, okay? Everybody's got to just chill the hell out. Just chill out, okay? And just take a second to try to get your head around what's going on here. You know, the way I see the rollouts of these vaccines is the way I see the rollout of an iPhone update, an Apple iPhone update, or an Apple, a software update. Whenever I see a software update, the first day it comes out, I'm like, oh, hell no. Because there's going to be so many freaking bugs. Okay, there's going to be so many problems. My phone's going to crash. There's going to be like a ton of issues with existing plugins and apps. And I'm like, no, I'll wait for the software. I'll wait for the developers to work out the bugs. Okay, to work out the kinks. And then, you know, finally, another upgrade comes out. Well, we've now fixed this, this, and this. And another upgrade comes out. It says, okay, we fixed this, this, and this. And then after about a week of that BS, I'll finally upgrade my software. Okay. That's kind of what I compare to this vaccine. I mean, again, regardless of what we think about them, regardless of what the data is or who wants to get it, who doesn't want to get it, I don't care about any of that anymore. I really don't. All I want is people to be able to make the choice, which is what I've screamed from the beginning. I've always been about choice, the right to choose what's best for our bodies and for our children. And the reason that I've been so vocal about that is because I just want everybody to be able to digest what's going on without being influenced by Fauci and the liberal media and the Biden administration. If we can all just take a minute and, you know, just put the brakes on this whole thing and think about what you're doing. Think about whether you really want it or if you're being influenced. And then if you really do want it, do your research, do your homework. Because when I see nonsense like this, when I see things like in Virginia, that 100 children are given the wrong dose, that just infuriates me. We'll pull up the article here on PatriotOneNews.com. Wrong dose, more than 100. We're having some screen display issues, so I apologize for that. But wrong dose, more than 100 Virginia children were given the wrong vaccine. You know, and when I see things like that, I'm just like, this is unacceptable. It's infuriating to me. I'm going to pull up this article and I'm going to read it to you. This is written on PatriotOneNews.com. If you guys haven't yet checked out PatriotOneNews.com, go to that site. You're going to see articles that the mainstream media refuses to report. You'll get all the latest, and it's written by citizen journalists, non-biased citizen journalists who are here to tell you what's really going on in the world that the liberal media or the left-wing media or even Fox-controlled opposition won't tell you about. So wrong dose, more than 100 Virginia children were given doses of the adult COVID vaccine. A big whoops, a big, big whoops. An estimated 112 children in Loudoun County. My God, Loudoun County. I mean, this freaking county, seriously. I mean, they are a disaster, Loudoun County. This is the same county that actually got busted for trying to cover up the rape case in the bathroom. The kid was then transferred, and he did it again in another school. Okay, so Loudoun County is a disaster. The CEO tried to cover it up. He since then got busted. So they got a lot to work out. If I was in Loudoun County, I wouldn't go anywhere near the shot, okay? Because these people don't know. They're all over the place right now. So an estimated 112 children in Loudoun County, Virginia, received partial doses of the adult coronavirus vaccine last week because a local clinic did not yet have the shots for the children. So they intentionally did it. It's not like, oh, my God, I gave them the wrong shot. No, they didn't have the pediatric shots yet. They didn't even have the shot. So what did they do? They took it upon themselves to kind of use their own formula. And they gave them an adult version and then scaled it down to a third of that adult portion. They scaled it down to a third, thinking, okay, well, that's about right. So you got these pharmacists concocting their own versions of what they think should be a pediatric vaccine. I mean, that is unacceptable. You should lose your damn license for that. And all they did was get a slap on the wrist. And they're not allowed to administer vaccines anymore. That's it. That's all they get. I mean, in the world that I grew up in America that I grew up in, you'd lose your freaking license. That pharmacy would have been ripped out of that store so fast. And every single one of those pharmacists or whoever was involved would have lost their license to practice. The Loudoun County Health Department said in a letter to parents of the affected children that Ted Pharmacy, located in Aldi, Virginia, incorrectly administer this. You can't tell me that they put together their own dosage of an adult vaccine because we didn't have any pediatric vaccines. You can't tell me that. And then in the next sentence, say, it was incorrectly administered. That's just not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. So they've admitted in one hand that we didn't have the right shots. And then on the other hand, they say, oh, no, we incorrectly administered partial doses. You don't incorrectly do that. You intentionally do it. And then you got caught and now you're trying to get out of it. And this is what happens. According to Ginger Bregan, Virginia Pharmacy on Twitter, a citizen journalist on Twitter, Virginia Pharmacy is no longer allowed to administer the COVID-19 vaccines after more than 100 children were given the wrong dose, according to the Daily Mail. This is just unacceptable. Unacceptable. Individuals who are at least 12 years old should receive a 0.3 millimeter dose of the vaccine, while children ages 5 to 11 are only supposed to receive a 0.2 millimeter dose. So again, what they did is they took an adult version, and they did their own formula. I mean, what if that pharmacist got it wrong and did 0.5 or 0.8? I mean, we're talking about a vaccine here, not a freaking gummy. Right? This isn't like saying, hey, don't give my kid an entire Snicker bars because he can't handle the sugar high. Only give him a half and you break off a half. Okay, we're talking about a very, very serious vaccine that we know has had side effects, that we know has killed people, that we know has harmed people, that's injured people. And we're now injecting our children with too much. And it's not just happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. It happened in Maryland, and then it happened again in California just a couple days ago. And that is why I'm urging everybody to just put the freaking brakes on this goddamn thing. Chill out. I mean, I know America has gone freaking bonkers over this crap. I mean, look at New York State. We're freaking mental cases in New York State. Look at California. I mean, it's like, whoa, people, you got to freaking get a grip on this shit. Like, calm the F down. Seriously. I mean, the media has done this. They've turned America into crazy freaking wackos. You know, I just hope that eventually we get our act together. So it happened again in California. Again, according to Patriot One News, an article that we did a couple days ago, 14 children are now sick after they have been administered the wrong dose. They've been administered the wrong dose. This is according to PatriotNews.com. Go over to PatriotNews.com. 14 California children are now sick after a clinic administers a wrong COVID vaccine dose. At least two children were very ill after a clinic administered the wrong dose to 14 kids. I'm here tonight, as reported by ABC7. I'm here tonight to report my story because it's unacceptable. You expect your medical professionals to give you correct doses, parent Denise Isoloff told ABC7. It is unacceptable. The mom of the kid who got the wrong dose said that she took her two children, ages 8, 11, to Sutter Health Pediatric Vaccine Clinic in Antioch over the weekend. This is in California, by the way, where they received 20 micrograms of dosage instead of the recommended 10. Double of what they should have gotten. So this is very serious. And this Twitter one, this one Twitter user is right. Twitter user Thomas Junkovic, he's very right. This is happening because of the political, not medical, rush to vaccinate children. This is all political. This is not medical. Okay, it has never been medical. All in 14 children who visited the clinic on Saturday were given the wrong dose. Sutter Health said in a statement, and again, they lied. They said in a statement that it warned the parents of the mistake, explaining as soon as we learned of this, we contacted the parents. Nope, that's not what the mom said. She said she wasn't made aware of it for 10 hours. She was not made aware of the error for 10 hours after the shots were administered. And this is all verifiable by Fox News. I mean, everything that we post, yes, we try to dig deep and try to fill in the gaps. Over at PatriotOneNews.com, what we do is we try to dissect the stories and then bring you the part of the story that they didn't tell you. But the high 30,000 foot overview is, you can always verify this stuff from the likes of Fox News and other mainstream media outlets. So the pharmacy tried to lie. The mother said, nope, they did not contact us right away. They contacted us 10 hours after. And listen, these parents are trying to be patient. Okay, the parents who are vaccinating the kids, the parents who are really trying to give Fauci the benefit of the doubt, they're saying, listen, I understand the mandate. Okay, I understand the mandate. I understand the need to comply. Okay, I tried to comply with it, and my children now have been given a double dose, and I don't know the long-term side effects. So you've got these parents who, you know, maybe against their better judgment, or maybe they were excited to get it. I don't know. But now these parents who were pro-vax are now even furious with the situation. Like, listen, I'm done with this. I'm done with this nonsense. According to Fox News, the incident in California comes as nearly 100 children in Maryland were also given the wrong dose of the vaccine. The children received shots that were diluted more than the recommended at a clinic in South Lake Elementary School in Montgomery Village last Wednesday. So we've now got Virginia, 100 people. The pharmacy intentionally tried to mix the formula differently because they didn't have pediatric shots. We have 14 kids in California who were just straight up given the wrong dose. 2 to 3 are now seriously ill. And we have in Maryland, or Maryland, 100 wrong doses of the vaccine. They diluted more than the recommended amount. This is unacceptable. And if I was a parent, I am a parent, my kid's 4. Thank God we have some time to figure out what the hell we're going to do with our lives, because we are not looking forward to the schools potentially mandating this stuff. And the reason I'm not looking forward to this is because I keep seeing what an absolute shit show we have made of this situation and the negligent mistakes that are constantly being made on the healthcare sector's part. And now we see this with our children. What are we going to do? Wait for a few kids to drop dead and be like, oh, Jesus Christ, maybe we jumped the gun on this one. Maybe we shouldn't have pushed the envelope that far. Is that what it's going to take? Sadly, I think it is. So all I'm asking to every one of you across the country and world, perhaps, is to just take a freaking minute. Slow down, okay? Talk to your doctor. Do some research on the news. Talk to a second doctor. Take a look at right-wing sites. Take a look at left-wing sites. The point is, stop listening to the village idiot and his imbecile Anthony Fauci. and their sidekick, Kathy Hochul, who we all know is batshit crazy, especially after she told her apostles to go spread the word. Anybody who's trying to act like God and is telling her apostles to go spread the word, listen, you're not following the science. You're following a damn cult. You guys have a great rest of the weekend. It's Friday. Go celebrate a big win for America. Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty. We'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.